Mr. Remora looked at Mrs. Bass, and they both shrugged.
You're the boss, Nero,
Mr. Remora said finally, taking another banana out of his pocket.
If you say they're expelled, they're expelled. Well, I say they're expelled, Nero said. And Sunny loses her job, too.
Ranta, Sunny shrieked, which meant something along the lines of, I never wanted to work as a secretary anyway. We don't care about being expelled, Violet said. We want to know what happened to our friends.
Well, the Quagmires had to be punished for their part in the cheating, Coach Genga said. So I brought them over to the cafeteria and put those two workers in charge of them. They'll be whisking eggs all day long.
Very sensible, Nero agreed.
That's all they're doing? Klaus said suspiciously. Whisking eggs?
That's what I said,
Genga said, and leaned so close to the Baudelaires that all they could see were his shiny eyes and the crooked curve of his wicked mouth.
Those two Quagmires will whisk and whisk until they are simply whisked away.
You're a liar, Violet said.
Insulting your coach, Nero said, shaking his pigtailed head. Now you're doubly expelled. What's this? Said a voice from the doorway. Doubly expelled?
The voice stopped to have a long, wet cough, so the Baudelaires knew without looking that it was Mr. Poe. He was standing at the orphan shack, holding a large paper sack and looking busy and confused.
What are all of you doing here? He said. This doesn't look like a proper place to have a conversation. It's just an old shack. What are you doing here? Nero asked. We don't allow strangers to wander around Prufrock Preparatory School. Poe's the name, Mr. Poe said, shaking Nero's hand. You must be Nero. We've talked on the phone. I received your telegram about the 28 bags of candy and the 10 pairs of earrings with precious stones. My associates at Mulchuary Money Management thought I'd better deliver them in person, so here I am. But what's this about expelled? These orphans you foisted on me, Nero said, using a nasty word for gave, have proven to be terrible cheaters, and I'm forced to expel them. Cheaters? Mr. Poe said, frowning at the three siblings. Violet, Klaus, Sunny, I'm very disappointed in you. You promised me that you'd be excellent students. Well, actually, only Violet and Klaus were students, Nero said. Sunny was an administrative assistant, but she was terrible at it as well.
Mr. Poe's eyes widened in surprise as he paused to cough into his white handkerchief.
An administrative assistant? He repeated. Why, Sunny's only a baby. She should be in preschool, not an office environment.
Well, it doesn't matter now, Nero said. They're all expelled. Give me that candy.